So, Anna, how did you celebrate on Friday?
What was I supposed to be celebrating?
The third quarter FEC filing deadline, of course.
I'm not totally sure I know what that is.
Okay, so it's the deadline for federal lawmakers and political action committees to file their campaign finance reports with the Federal Election Commission for the third quarter of the year. So that's all the money they raised and spent from the beginning of July through the end of September. And I spent Friday looking through Vermont's congressional delegation's campaign finance filings.
Fun to be a journalist. Did you find anything interesting?
I did. First of all, even though we're over a year away from an election, fundraising and political spending is still going on all the time, and that's pretty typical. And all three of our members of Congress, Patrick Leahy, Bernie Sanders, Peter Welch, they maintain pretty significant amounts of money in their campaign accounts. Like I said, this is not unusual. And compared to some lawmakers who are facing competitive races next year, they don't actually have that much money on hand.
All right. So why don't we start with Leahy, since he's up for re-election next year, although he hasn't announced whether he'll run again. Does his fundraising tell us anything about his plans for next year?
Well, there's a lot of speculation about whether or not Leahy will run for another six-year term. He's 81 years old. His wife, Marcelle, was diagnosed with leukemia in 2019, and she underwent treatment earlier this year. But Leahy still has not given any indication as to whether or not he's going to run. But these campaign filings show he's not raising nearly as much as he did at this point in the last cycle before he was reelected, which was back in 2015. So in that quarter, he raised over $442,000. And this quarter, he raised about half of that, $227,000. But he still has over $2 million sitting in his campaign account. I called up Leahy's campaign manager, Carolyn Dwyer, to ask about this, and she acknowledged that Leahy is doing less fundraising this time around, but she said that's not an indication of his plans for next year.
The reality is 2021 is radically different than 2015. With a 50-50 Senate and an ambitious agenda by the Biden administration, his focus is simply on the legislative and appropriations process.
And Leahy is, of course, the chairman of the Senate Appropriations Committee, which means he has a lot of say as to how the federal government spends its money. And therefore, he gets a lot of donations from various interest groups and corporations.
I feel like you're hinting at something here.
Well, yeah, I like looking through and seeing who gave him what kind of money. So some things that stood out to me this quarter, Leahy received money from the American Dental Association, the American Federation of Teachers, also Amazon and Facebook, Samsung and Disney. And he also received about 40 different donations from people who listed their employer as Lockheed Martin.
Lockheed Martin, like the defense contractor?
Yeah, and many of those donations were for $1,000 or more, so not insignificant. Lockheed manufactures the F-35 fighter jet, some of which are based in Burlington, as we know. When I asked Carolyn Dwyer about these donations, she said these are no different than past election cycles and that Leahy has a long-term relationship with the company.
Okay, so that's Leahy. What about Senator Sanders, who is not up for re-election next year?
Right. He's not up until 2024, but he has more money on hand than Leahy and Congressman Peter Welch combined. Do you want to guess how much?
Okay, well, Leahy has at least $2 million, so it's got to be more than $2 million. It's probably more than $4 million. Upwards of $6 million. Is that a fair guess?
Yeah, and that would be right. He has $8.7 million
okay.
in his Senate campaign account. And in this most recent quarter, he raised over $1.4 million. That's mostly from small dollar donations, so people giving like $5 or $10 a month. And that continues the model that Sanders became famous for during his presidential campaigns. And it's clearly still working for him. He spent about $1 million last quarter, mostly on things like rent, utilities, salaries, flights, and car rentals. He also still has an account from his 2020 presidential campaign. It has over $1.4 million in it, but there hasn't really been much activity there. The last notable thing was a gift of $350,000 to this think tank that's run by members of his family. That was back in April. We reported on that back in the summer. There hasn't really been anything like that since then.
All right, those are our senators. What about our congressman, Peter Welch?
So he has over $2 million in his account, and he brought in $52,000 this quarter, which is a bit lower than what he raised at this time in the last cycle before he was up for re-election. So that was in 2019. He still has about the same amount of money, though, on hand as he did then. And this quarter, he received plenty of donations from small donors, but also some larger donations from corporate PACs, $5,000 from Home Depot, for example, and some large donations, like $1,000 or more from the dairy industry, Dairy Farmers of America, Land O'Lakes, the National Milk Producers Federation. Vermont's dairy industry, of course, has been struggling, and Welch has been pretty sympathetic to the industry. In fact, earlier this year, he introduced a bill that would ban companies from marketing non-dairy products as milk. So think like almond milk or oat milk. That legislation has not been acted on in Congress yet. And as for Welch's spending, I didn't find that much of interest. He did make a $2,500 contribution to Emerge Vermont, which works to elect Democratic women in the state. He also spent $22 on parade supplies.
Parade supplies.
I'm not sure what that means, but that was what it was listed as.
Well, anyway, parade supplies aside, why should we care about all of this money?
Well, so it's a reminder of how political campaigns work in this country. Even a year out from an election, candidates are raising and spending money all the time. And interest groups and corporations are giving regularly to lawmakers who have sway over government spending and policy, even if they're not in competitive districts. And since this information is public, it's worth paying attention to. The next filing deadline isn't until January, and I, for one, will be watching to see whether Leahy or Welch's fundraising picks up a bit as we head into the midterms and see what that might tell us about their reelection plans.
Well, Henry, I am really glad that this is how you spent your Friday. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to me.